Said, I don't want to take a bath. And I said, no, it's not for you, it's for your brother Ross. And he said, okay, just go down there and tell him to get in there. Tell him to go down and tell him to take a bath. Okay. Like if he wanted peanut butter and jelly. And he said, no, I'd rather have jam. It's first view of rather that I can record. Today is November 5th. Marty just came in. I had been drawing the bath for him. And he said, on second thought, I think I want a bath. I had told him that only Ross was going to take it. But then he changed his mind when he saw Ross was going to go in. Ross and Mark were playing with me. And Mark said, I'm handcuffed-ing you. Which is, he said, you know, making it, you're handcuffed. Handcuffed-ing you. Marty said, you remember when that guy did the bugaboo? And I said, yeah, do you want to hear it again? He said, yeah, only when I'm done trucking my road up for the car.
Yeah, I'm going to have my car.
Are you trucking it up, Marty, or tracking it up?
Tracking.
Oh, only when I'm done tracking my road up. Yeah. What he's doing is building a road composed of blocks. Okay, is the 4x4 going to come down?
No, that's the car.
Just the cars?
That's two, a girl car and a boy car.
Okay. That's a nice road.
Beautiful road, huh?
It's a beautiful road, it is.
There's one stack.
You could have a road go under the Ewok Village.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have a road? You could put the Ewok Village on top and then the cars could go under the Ewok Village.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
No, not right now, no.
This one goes making this road.
Okay.
Then we'll do the other one after this road is all chopped up.
Right.
Because the men are going to chop it up for the house.
Who's chopping it, Mark?
Who's I'll gonna... tell you when it's all chopped up.
Okay, you tell me when it's all chopped up, okay? Who's going to chop it?
Some
workers?
Yeah, some workers. No, some people that used to live in some houses.
Oh, okay. Sounds good, Mark.
They're going to chop this up for their house.
Marty said, nice road I'm making, huh? He'd been building his road for a little bit and I hadn't been talking to him. And I said, yeah, nice road, Mark. He said, it's almost at bottom of your room. In other words, it's almost up to your door. You've been building the hallway in front of my room. Told the boys to brush their teeth. And Marty was trying to run into bed. And Ross said, Mark, you didn't brush your teeth. And he turned to me and said, Daddy, this is going to take long. Sort of explaining to me that, asking whether he really had permission to brush his teeth because he knew that I wanted to go to bed and I'm usually pretty impatient, but I felt that he should go ahead and brush his teeth. Today is November, what's the 6th, 7th, I'm not sure, I guess it's 7th. They're in there brushing their teeth and Mark said, I thought we already brushed our teeth, and Ross said we didn't. You're going to brush your teeth again? And Ross said, I didn't brush my teeth. And Marty said, oh. And Ross said, you didn't either. Marty said, oh. And Mark said, I hope I'm going to be finished before you. And Ross said, huh? And Mark repeated it. And Ross said, don't worry, you're not. And Mark said, well, I'm not going to worry. Sort of degenerated after that. I said, if I'm not going to blah, 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 I'm not going to be best friends. And Ross said, well, I am. And Mark said, well, you're so heavy for it. Let's see if I can get in there and record this.
Daddy. thinks you're lost, yeah. He thinks I'm lost. And Mommy thinks I'm a lover, too.
The end there, Marky and Ross were arguing about who was a lover. He said, Marky said, I and Mommy, Daddy thinks I'm a lover, and Mommy thinks I'm a lover too, or something like that. Whatever was on the tape is what happened, if it can be heard properly. Marky came in and said, we're going to skip act today. And I said, okay, come on in. He said, I don't want a skipped act.
That's a monster.
That's not a monster, that's a big brother. Okay, he's afraid of you, Ross.
For what?
He thinks you're a big monster.
Who cares about him?
We care a lot about him. He's our cute little brother.
I
know. Ross?
I know.
Okay, well then we really don't care about you anymore then.
Oh, then I do.
You better tell him he's a lover.
I know.
Tell him he's a lover.
Me and Mark.
Both boys. Tell Marty he's a lover. Come on. Okay, well, I guess that we're finished with you then.
Marty,
Ross asked, why did the chicken cross the road?
And
said, because the light turned green.
Why
did the chicken cross the road? I don't know why, Mark.
Because he had to go to the birthday.
He had to go to the birthday party.
Hey, I got one.
I got one. Okay, your turn.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because his house was on the other side.
Oh, I know.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because his house was, his nice sweet house was haunted.
His nice sweet house was haunted. Okay, stop that haunted.
I know, no,
let's
no.
Let's lie down and
no,
tell some more ghost stories. Then, yeah, we're going to have some ghost stories.
No, hey, why did the cross the road?
Marty's scared.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
To get to the repairing office because his house just cracked down.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. You want me to tell you one?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Okay, why did the chicken cross the road?
Because his house was on fire.
Really?
To go to the fire station.
To fix
no!
it.
No! Uh-huh. No, it has fire inside.
Fire.
And he got in quickly.
Quickly, okay.
By not going on a fire, by not touching the fire on the fire.
Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because he had to go pee-pee.
And
the toilet was over on the other side.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
He had to throw up, but there was dirty grass on the other side. There was clean grass on the side he was on.
That's good. Okay. Mark, your turn.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Well, because his house always got haunted.
Haunted, and he didn't like it?
Yeah. He said he thought there was haunted things in it.
I got one. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because he was running away from home.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because he set out he told his boss that he would quit for a couple months to go to outer space.
Really? Okay, I got one. Why did the chicken?
Why did? And the rocket was on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Well, because his mom chicken was mad to him, so he kicked the dad was and his brother was, so he kicked his brother. And they packed his toys up in a big bag. They run away.
He run away. Oh.
From home.
Did he?
What was the chicken's name?
Garfield.
Okay.
Garfield.
Daddy.
Garfield.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
He forgot the white was red for him. Oh. And then he got ran over.
Splat, right?
Yeah, lucky split.
Okay, why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
I don't know, I'll ask him. Oops, splat.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
He had to do his homework, but he had no house, but his desk was on. He had a house that was far away from his desk, and his desk was on the other side of the street, so he had to cross it, but he forgot when it's red for him, he doesn't walk, and then he went lickety-split.
Oh, I see. That's nice. Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because his school bus stops on the other side of the road. Making.
Hey.
Yeah?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
No! Because his school bus was coming, but by accident he stepped out too close and it ran right over him.
Oh, yeah. Marty's turn.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because he thought was that the white picture, but and then the car ran over him.
Oh, I see.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because her mom was lost some curtains, and the curtains was over on the other side. And when it went over, a motorcycle was coming fast, and he didn't get lucky split.
He didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He got the curtains and ran back after the motorcycle came.
Okay, came. Okay, now, isn't it time for everybody to go to sleep?
What is the chicken?
Okay, we're doing jokes. Okay.
What is the chicken cross word?
I don't know.
Because he said, boy, put for two is dusty echo.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, I got one.
That's neat, man.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because his mom wanted a friend, and he saw a tamer over on the other side, uh-huh. So he thought it was tamer. So he brought home a lion tamer, and he had lions with him. And then she said, no, you dumbass! And she went smacked him with her broom.
And what did the lion tamer do?
Whipped him good. Bottom because he took the wrong thing.
Okay, I got one. What? Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Well, chicken crossed the road because he wanted to be an opera singer. And in order to be an opera singer, first thing you have to do is to practice a lot with your songs and to put gravel in your mouth so that you, when you sing, you can have a big, strong voice. And he wanted to go across the road so that he could go over to the river.
Huh?
And in the river, you had to dig a big hole, and then he could get a lot of gravel out of it so he could put it in his mouth, and he could fill up his mouth so he could sing, so he could be an opera star.
Hey, I got one.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
He wanted to sing in the way in opera, and when he wanted to when you have to sing, you have to eat dirt and everything to be a good opera singer.
Uh-huh.
But instead, he ate everything first and then went over to the street and he went lickety-split.
Uh-huh.
And then all the music came out of him.
Oh, that's... Okay, Mike, your turn.
What did chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because... he thought it was the right number for him. Well, the guy said, now I want none little boy, because he was bad, and you see, then she whammed him out of the door, like this, bah!
I got one.
Mark is not finished. Mark's not finished. Okay.
And then he crossed the street again. That part, that day, that other sunny day.
On the snack time, yeah.
And he said, and he got rickety split.
Good, Mark.
Dad, I got one.
Okay, wait, before you tell me that, is anyone cold?
Not me.
Not me.
Not you? Okay.
You?
A little bit, yeah, maybe I'll get him to the cups, okay.
Dad,
let some more. Okay.
Yeah, Mark, it's Rossi's turn.
Why did the William, jump over everybody's desk?
Because he was a bad boy.
No, he was so crazy he wanted to go to the remembering desk.
I know, that's crazy. Okay, now. No, there's more jokes. And I said, okay, I got one last one.
Why did the chicken
cross? No, why did the chicken?
Okay, well, here, Marky's. Go ahead, Marky.
Why did the chicken?
Why?
Because
I don't know. I forgot why. I bet he forgot
because
too.
Because he had to go to Worcester.
No, he forgot why he crossed the road. He forgot.
Here, watch.
Okay. Okay.
The chicken wanted to go to somebody's birthday, and it was just across the road. And then when he crossed it, he forgot what he was looking for.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
No, good night.
And they all had a party that night and ate the Jell-O. But next night, they figured out someone had taken their cakes. And they went out for a cake hunt, and they followed animal tracks, and whatever tracks they followed was not the right track. So they asked the baker who gave the eggs and milk and stuff to them, asked them who took their cakes, and he knew everything. So he told them that the mean people in the forest, the biker scouts, they were the enemies. They just loved sweets. So they took their cakes. But the Ewoks blew up their shield generator, and then the Ewoks threw arrows at the cakes and bring them back with them hanging on the on their spears. And they went, and on the way there, on the way home, they said, "Hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray." And that night, that very night, they brought together all their sweets and had a huge party. And that's the end.
Okay, go to sleep now. Just go to sleep now. Back in the bathroom. I told Marky, you better be quiet. He said, he put a pillow over his head. He said, this pillow will shut me down my talking. See the way I do this? And he put a pillow over his head and made himself quiet down. Are you quiet now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you stopped talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Marky was knocking the blocks together, and he said, "You're not supposed to put your fingers in here when you're going like this." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You should never do it again." He said, "I didn't do it any days. I didn't put my finger in there when I was doing it. Any days, I never put my finger in there." So he was questioning my use of never. I said, "Never again." My use of again. He was saying the idea that he had done it even once was wrong. Put Marty's coat on, his pants on, his belt on. He said, "If I want to go pee, I just can snap it off, right?"
I look like Michael Knight.
Do you look like who?
Michael Knight.
Sometimes he says Michael Knight. Yeah, you look like Michael Knight.
Sure.
My coat looks just like Michael Knight. Most of your body does, sure.
Mark was saying, you know what, bad guys, or robbers go to jail, and bad guys go to, the army.
No.
Then you said, no, robbers go to jail, and bad guys go to the dungeon? Yeah. Anything else?
No. Nothing else.
Mark asked me, "Will you come upstairs and play He-Man with me?" And I said, "Sure, as soon as I clean up this mess." And he said, "Did you make this mess?" And he said, "Mommy's mess?" And I said, "No, Daddy made the mess." And he said, "You made the mess." And I said, "Yeah, I made the mess." And then he said, "Daddy, as soon as you clean up this mess on the kitchen and the table, will you come up and play with me?" And I said, "Yeah." Mark and I were talking about God, and he was telling me about how he had five teeth, and he was real big and very old and everything. And then we came up the stairs. I said, "You want Uppy?" And he came up the stairs, and he said, "I was telling you all about God." And he said, "I'm not finished telling you. I've got one more thing."
He's very big.
Mm-hmm.
He's big
How big is he?
50.
Is he as big as a mountain?
No.
He's
bigger than a mountain.
Bigger than a mountain, I see.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, what?
Mark, he was talking a little bit about giants.